Today, as part of our continuing series on the academic successes at the Pocahontas County Schools, as reflected in the scores received in last spring's State General Summative Assessment Test, we will focus on Pocahontas County High School. We start off by asking PCHS Principal Joe Riley to talk about those test scores.
I am really excited about the test scores here at Pocahontas County High School from the General Summative Assessment taken last spring. We only tested the juniors because that's the only class that the state wanted us to test, but when we got those scores back, math did super well. Our 11th graders scored the number one in the state in math. We're excited about that. Our English language arts, although we're not at the top of the state, it's definitely shown in the data that when you compare it over the last 3 years here at the high school, we can see that they're definitely making gains every year. So we're really excited about both those scores. We also tested the sophomores in science and were excited about what the sophomores did. The teachers will explain more about what they actually did and what they actually saw, but once again, I feel like we can be proud of our scores and we can definitely show gains coming along.
To dig a little deeper into the reasons for these math successes, we talked with Mr. Christopher Sutton, head of the math department at PCHS. We asked Mr. Sutton for the reasons behind these math successes.
It's really, really hard to nail down one thing that we could say would be the key to the success that we've seen our students show. It doesn't feel like we're doing anything a whole lot different because every year we add something a little bit new. Unless you actually sit down and you break it down and say, okay, what were we not doing 8 years ago that we're doing now? I think one of the big things is the way that we have the students really talking to each other about math, being able to sort of put themselves in that teacher role to actually, you know, once I've learned this concept, now I'm going to teach it to somebody. The way that we do more of discovery mathematics, where they're discovering how to do math problems themselves as opposed to I'm going to be the teacher and I'm going to lecture on how to do this problem and then you're going to do 30 problems like it. They're taking on that more mathematician type of role. I'm going to figure out how to do it. So they kind of own it. And then if they've figured it out, it sticks longer in their brain. And then they start teaching other students about it. Then it sticks even longer. Like I said, there's not really one thing that we've done that actually gave us all this success. It's just a bunch of different little ideas. And also the planning that we've done for each lesson that we've had. If we didn't like a certain lesson that we got out of this one set of materials, we would look somewhere else and try to make it to where it was more conducive to learning, something that would be better. And Joanna's been a tremendous help in helping us find that lesson. Kind of helps us fill that void to really go out and look for that material. And that's been a tremendous help too.
Be sure to keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for the next part of this story, where we'll talk with English language arts teacher Stephanie Poppy and Samara Mann, as well as a couple of exceptional ELA students at Pocahontas County High School, to learn more about why there has been such an improvement in the ELA scores, in addition to this math success story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.